is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Heads up, coming up, Ted's Meat and Potatoes gets fat on holiday food and more of Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
And we're back with Pork. Thank you for holding on the line, Pork.
Yeah, thank you.
I thank you for being named Pork. Here is your question. Who tore up the picture of the Pope on SNL in 1992?
Oh, 92. Chris Farley.
Sinead O'Connor.
Sinead O'Connor, that's right. People were very upset at her for accusing the Pope of allowing sex abuse in the church. Boy, was she wrong.
She just said this week that she no longer wants to hang around white people.
And it's like, does anyone want to tell her? She's like the reverse Clayton Bigsby. Like, hey, Sinead. If the name didn't give it away.
You know, because she's like, well, I converted to Islam, so I don't want to be around white people. And Muslim like, people are like, hey that's man. Not really our message, dude. Like, what are you doing?
Any color.
Yeah.
Just saying. Thanks. Thanks for being crazy with us, too.
I remember when she did that, though. That seemed like this big, shocking thing. And then over the years...
she accused covering sexual abuse. Yeah. She was proven wrong. All right, here's your question. The HMS Beagle. Yes, Miles, the HMS Beagle. That was the ship that took what scientist to the Galapagos Islands?
Dr. Watson?
Dr. Watson, he said. No, not Dr. Watson. Come on, Ted, it's right there.
We come from other animals, right?
That's the guy.
It's this theory of evolution.
Yes.
Oh, Darwin.
Darwin, yes.
Darwin!
He had everything but his name. All right, your question. Now that it's an American pastime, xenophobia is the fear of what?
Aliens. Extraterrestrials, or... Is it... No.
Foreigners. I was waiting for you to call like if you meant illegal aliens or if you meant extraterrestrial. You said extraterrestrial. Ted went ahead and spun the wheel.
All right.
Sorry, man. It's not what we're looking for.
Ted ain't playing around, man. All right, you got a 50-50 shot on this, unless you're real stupid. But otherwise, you have a 50-50 shot. The original Mission Impossible TV series or the original Star Trek TV series, which one had more seasons?
Original Star Trek. Oh, come on.
Star Trek, the original Star Trek was on for 3 seasons. The original Mission Impossible was on for 7 seasons.
Okay.
Your question. What planet was originally named George's Star?
Gotta go with Uranus.
All right. You got it, brother. Now, what's your Uranus, Bork?
Think about the connection here. George's Star, and they end up naming it Uranus. Just saying.
Okay.
It's right there.
Game is Big Dummy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Big Dummy.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola. Mike, you sober or not sober?
Unfortunately, I am sober.
That's all right, man. Got plenty of time, Mike. Men's Room Poll.
I won't be.
which Men's Room feature should you think have its own podcast? A mini one. Shout of the Day, Profile This, Ted versus the FCC, or our call or segment of the week?
I'm going with Ted
versus the FCC.
Nice. All right.
All right, here's your first question. Including human beings, how many animals have chins?
Animals. I don't know, 7?
I mean, a gorilla, maybe? A monkey?
Including humans, one animal has a chin. Humans.
That's it. That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
So what do you call it when you punch another animal? It's not chin music.
I don't go around punching many animals, but I don't know. I've punched a donkey before, though. What do you call that?
Donkey punch.
A jaw.
Here's your question. Barcode scanners. Did they read the black bars, the white bars, or the numbers?
The numbers.
The bars, the black bars.
The white bars.
Oh, the white bars. No way.
They have to read the white bars.
Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That's racist.
It is. That's what I'm thinking. All insensitive.
M&M's.
There you go.
White bars.
I see what you did there. Well done. Well done. At what speed? At what speed are you no longer jogging but actually running? And yes, there is a speed. You're no longer jogging. You are officially running. It's not very fast.
5 miles per hour.
Close.
4?
6.
Ooh.
Once you're going 6 miles, once you hit 6 miles an hour, they say you're officially
you're
running.
You're flying.
Because that's exactly twice the speed of the average human being walking.
Think about the treadmill. When you go to 5, you can still feasibly walk and kind of easy jog, but if you get up to 6, you're running.
Yeah.
I guess, yeah. I'd fall if I tried to walk at 5. That's short.
I walk at 5 every day. That's my speed coming to walk. So you can do it. It's not that fast.
I don't know if I can do it on a treadmill, though.
No, Miles is just telling you that so you feel bad about yourself, dude.
I'm a fast
I'll try it tonight after work and fall.
All right.
Down tomorrow because
he thought he could walk 5 miles an hour.
All right, we have a multiple choice question.
Video of that.
Right. Just jog, dude. Just jog.
I can only walk.
It's a multiple choice question. The word robot, it originated from the Czech word for slave, master, butler, or owner. Slave, master, butler, or owner. The word robot originated from the Czech word for what?
How about butler?
See, that would be my guess, because I like the Lost in Space kind of thing. I just see more butler.
I would say slave.
Straight up slave. Oh. Yeah. When you watch Lost in Space, you're like, robot. They're saying, a slave. A slave, help us out of this situation.
Mm-hmm. The answer was slave?
It is slave, yeah.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm going to remake Roots, and it's going to be all robots.
Generally, you design robots to do your job easier.
Precisely. That is the entire point of it.
And for free. You don't pay robots.
You know what? Right again. Man, oh, man. I'm getting angry and angry.
Oh, sorry. Come on, people.
All right. Here's a question. Sorry. Current news. Now that Jeff Sessions has stepped down, meaning fired, as Attorney General, who did Trump appoint to take his place?
I have no idea. Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey busy with family feud.
Is it Chris?
You know what, I'd love to do it for you, Donald. I would, but I'm doing this feud. Chris Christie's name is being kicked around, but this is the interim guy to try to kill the Mueller probe.
The bald-headed guy.
So, Matthew Whitaker.
He's a tight end at Iowa.
That was my next guess.
I know it was, man. I felt bad that you didn't just say it. All right, your question. At what age does a filly become a mare in thoroughbred racing?
About 5 years.
Three? Four. I thought it was 3 or 2.
Four?
All right, question number 6, Mike.
Jeez.
Yeah, so that's like it. Oh, don't worry, man. You're not surprising anyone. All right, your question. What is the more common name for the bone called the... The furcula in birds. So there's a bone in birds called the furcula. What is the more common name for that bone?
Furcula.
Kids love
it. Say that one more time.
What is the more common name for the bone called the furcula in birds?
Kids. Wings.
It's either going to be, I'm going to go with the beak or the wishbone.
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 That's what Barbara Walters called Fishbone. They have a very special band playing for us today. Wishbone. Barbara, it's Fishbone. That's what I said. Wishbone. All right, Stu Sutcliffe. He's often referred to as the fifth member of what band? The band is no longer
Eagles.
Around. Who did you guess?
Eagles.
Who?
Yeah.
Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah, very good.
Beatles.
What happened to him?
Who, Stu Sutcliffe?
Yeah.
What, either manager or something like that?
I'm not sure.
Oh, I thought maybe he was in there and they booted him.
Well, there was a guy in their band and they booted him and put Ringo in.
Pete Best.
That was Pete Best. Okay, then yeah. Stu Sutcliffe, I believe, was their manager.
Okay.
And did Pete Best do anything else?
Pete got worse.
Oh.
Game is Big Tommy, 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and horse.
Brian, sober, not sober.
Team 420.
All right, Brian. Brian, men's room poll. Which men's room feature should have its own mini podcast? Do you believe it should be the shadow of the day? Profile this, Ted versus the FCC, or our call of the week?
Ted versus the FCC
it is. Download our app there, Brian. You can play you versus the FCC.
that only played around sensitive people or at church. All right, here's the question. Which company makes Golden Crisp cereal?
Oh, Kellogg's.
General Mills?
Post. I feel like names like Golden Crisp lean more toward Post. The Kellogg's comes up with the fluffier, sillier names for stuff.
But that's like, I always say I like Raisin Bran, but there's like Post, like Raisin Bran.
Which is the one that has all the sugar in it?
Kellogg's,
all right. I don't eat Raisin Bran.
It's got that smile of sun, dumping the raisins in there.
I'm a happy son. All right, your question. What is the largest island in the Indian Ocean?
Madagascar.
Oh, I was going to say Australia.
I was going to say Sri Lanka.
Yeah, I knew Australia might come up. I debated saying, like, look, dude.
But it's because it's on the Pacific, too, as well.
But also, it's a continent. So while they say it's a continent island, it's like, well, arguably the entire Western Hemisphere is an island, right?
Sure.
But we break it into continents. But yeah, Madagascar, which I believe it belongs to one of the African nations, and I can't remember which country it is now.
That's one of those places I think that you got to go see before you die.
Well, think it's like the Galapagos, right?
Because
like,
it's got its own ecosystem. There's animals there, and there's plants there, trees
there.
But
it's weird animals,
nowhere else.
Dude. Like the lemur, all right? Like the lemur just looks effing weird. The lemur looks like the anime version of a monkey and a teddy bear. And you only find it there. And then, like, you go to the Galapagos. There's some weird S there, too, man. But I would like to go to Madagascar, but I'm pretty confident that I never will.
Yeah.
Like, I would love to. But
don't give up on that. Go see a lemur.
I'm not giving up on it. I just feel like I will be unsuccessful.
Touch the lemur. Touch the lemur.
That's my new, like, Red Bull. Touch the lemur,
man.
One
day I will touch the lemur. And it will be awesome.
There you go, on Big Dummy. Still to come, the head chef in the house. Tis meat and potatoes gets fed on some holiday food. No way Sherlock coming up. Yes, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day as well. And your email's up next in the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitches. You're listening to the Men's Room.
Coming up, head chef Ted's meat and potatoes gets fat on holiday food. But first time for a few emails here from the Men's Room at mensroomlive.com.
You've got
All right, let's just jump into the birthdays here. Good afternoon today. I am 21 with 8 years experience. Can I get some dirty Germans and a birthday wish from the lovely Wobbin? Thanks, guys. That from Shelley.
Yeah, you hear people talk about the fanny pack. In Germany, it is a sex move.
Yeah, just call it Pack the Fanny.
Ja, 8 Jahre. Du hast so viel schon getan.
Yeah, you've got feels on your tongue.
I bet you can still wear a fanny pack in Germany. They wouldn't care, do they? Is that still popular there?
Yeah, I will give you a fanny pack.
Yeah, you know, you can wear a fanny pack
anywhere.
Get away
with a lot there.
Honestly, was it you or Thrill that put it best the other day? Like, if you wear a fanny pack, you can either kick ass, you can get your ass kicked.
Yeah, there's nothing in between.
So you need to know which ones you are, friend.
Yeah.
Hello, Matillas. I'd like to wish my lovely wife, Kendra, and mother of two, another 24th birthday. We've been married 9 years now. Can the Men's Room give her an original fish sandwich and have you all talk all over yourselves about your favorite karaoke song to hum? I know what's for dinner tonight. Love you guys.
Fish sandwich?
I guess.
Frankly, anything by a harmonica.
Hummer. Long-time listener, huge fan of the show. Today marks my 27th trip around the sun. I would love to hear all of you talk all over yourselves about why Miles cannot join in on the dirty German fun. Thanks and rock on, guys. That from Pete. Well, I'll tell you right
frankly,
now.
Frankly, doesn't have the same sexual German heritage. That's why they call me
German taste,
if you will.
Spot on.
Basically, yeah, man.
I can't even do it. I'd like to wish my fiance Dustin a happy 29th. For this year in his 20s, or for the last year in his 20s, he would love to hear some Mickey and Goofy. Thanks, guys. That from the lovely Courtney.
Well, gosh, welcome to the happiest place on earth. I think for your birthday, we're going to rearrange the alphabet, and I'm going to bend you over.
You know, it's kind of funny. It's the last birthday of your 20s. Number one, I say get down to the Magic Kingdom and make sure she sucks on your Mickey ears.
But you said the happiest place on earth was in your pants.
That's right. Give me sexually transmitted rabies.
You know, we have a trademark on that. He doesn't care.
So you're the eighth dwarf.
Bitches, can I please give my big little brother Ben a birthday shout-out? It's his Dirty 30. He's vacationing abroad. He's in Taiwan now, but will be in Germany soon. Could the Dirty Germans give him some ideas on how to enjoy his visit? Thanks, guys, from his brother David.
Yeah, you walk into any hotel lobby, you stripped naked, you bend over, and you just wait.
Just do what us Germans do. It's very traditional on your birthday. You walk into a pub and you says, who wants the ham hock?
Yeah, and then we treat your ass like your Autobahn.
Yeah, there's no speed limits, if you know what I'm saying.
Happy birthday, guys, to my buddy Hughesby on his 33rd. Please have the Dirty Germans and Ozzy 10 explain how to back up his dump truck, please.
Yeah, you back it up slowly and then drive it forward a bit. And then you will back it up again.
Hey, Teddy from Melbourne. There is one thing we love. It's when a dump truck backs up on you. You know, doing their part.
Guys, today's Dennis's birthday. He was born in Paraguay, and we grew up together.
Oh.
He might be 36 or 37. If you could please wish him a happy birthday by playing any random sound bites and you guys talking all over yourselves about growing up in the jungle. Thanks, guys. That's from Chris in St. George, Utah.
And it?
Growing up
in the jungle.
The only thing I remember about growing up in the jungle was when I was in the
lot of funny
kind of like growing up in the jungle.
I'll fight there.
Because you got to remember
the
age.
I'll tell you, whatever's the size of the goddamn bugs, man.
She was
walking down any river with her mouth open.
Basically like growing up in the jungle.
Real jungles. I don't like snakes.
All right, guys, here you go. Happy birthday to you.
Yaws of Dirty German is brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefleisch.
While the head chef is preheating the oven, so to speak, I'm going to read a couple more.
That's code for masturbating, in case you're wondering.
Guys, I'm in Kauai.
It's code for making love.
And I met this German woman, and every time she opened her mouth, the only thing I could think of is you guys with your dirty Germans. So thanks for ruining that.
Hey, no problem, man.
That's from Steve.
Yeah, would you let you climb inside my bikini?
Fellas, your episode about durian fruit and the havoc its stench brought on an Indonesian flight reminded
me
of this.
Smell it.
I'm sure by now you know it's very popular, but let me just fortify that fact. As ever, everywhere I went during my 5 months backpacking in South Asia, it could be considered spam just how many signs and announcements there were regarding durian not being allowed on planes, buses, and ferries. No. I once tried it, and believe it or not, it was at a Dunkin' Donuts. Yes, Dunkin' Donuts sells a durian cream-filled pastry all over Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
I was traveling with a lady friend I met on the trip, and we decided to figure out what all the hype was about during a train layover. Sure enough, somewhat tasty, but you can taste the smell, and it lingers for a long, long time, to the point where we're on the train hours later begging for anything to wash it down, cover it up, whatever we could do. Soon we were reeking from it in every pore or orifice of our body, possibly even from our eyes. It stuck around so long that let's just say me and this chick's adventure of discovering each other went on hold for a few days. Avoid it if at all possible, or make sure you're camping deep in the woods for a few days. Rock on, guys. That from Jonathan.
That's weird. You can taste the smell.
Mm-mm.
And very few things in life you can do that to.
That's what I put in my underwear, ladies. I want you to keep that in mind.
Hold on, nerds.
Taste the smell.
I think I found something for Ted here. It's a novel called Filthy Centaur Hits Raw by Whitney Fox, the same lady that wrote Evil Pegasus, Want My Ass, Billionaire Mummy Likes Booty, and so many more. If any of you get around to reading these, let me know. That from Brady. Brady, sounds like you're in the Oprah book club.
I don't know if I'm going to catch up on those books.
The Mummy That Loves it.
This year.
I recommend Billionaire Mummy Likes Booty.
Who hasn't read that book? A copy for all of you.
Centaur Hates Condoms. Hold on, naked ladies. Cold water does have more jellyfish, and I've had them all over my body while seining for salmon. Had them in my eyes, ears, nose, and mouth, even on my pride and joy. Lesson learned. Take your gloves off before you drain the sea monster. Anyway, Miles, remember me? I'm the one guy who called in that one time and told you that one story about a whale vagina. I've been listening since I was a fetus, and I'm 26 now, so you effing dinosaurs are old. But anyway, how are you guys doing? How's your day? I'm doing pretty well. I just got off work, since I know you care. Stay classy, bitches.
I appreciate you addressing all of that.
Stay classy.
And finally from the email.
Stay classy.
What did you do for the money? Only the worst job I ever had was when I was a flagger for road construction. Made something like $20 an hour back in 2002, but it is the most dangerous thing you've ever done, combined with the most boring. 10 to 14 hour days with one break, no music, no talking, no shade or cover. I got bronchitis twice in 6 months, had people throw stuff like full cans of soda from their cars, almost got in fights with violent felon coworker, and had people rip my sign from my hand with the front of their car and drive off without stopping three different times. F that job. After that, I worked at BKU as a night manager for $9 an hour and was much happier. Cheers, guys. That from the Ginger Ninja.
You might have the only job that's ever been described as boring danger.
Boring danger.
I'm in danger, funny, but it's boring.
If he's the flagger and that dude was going to attack him, couldn't he just hit him with, like, slow?
Slow down.
I don't think they're paying attention.
Or stop.
Coming up, we'll drink and toast with a shot of the day before.
Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat. And potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Kroger's wine.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. Good to see everybody out here today. A lot of people, when it gets to the holiday season, they worry they're going to put on weight. You will. You will.
And it'll be great.
Yeah, I read the article today that also said, you know, like most people, like, hey, you're not going to gain 10 pounds over the holiday season.
Most people.
You're going to gain a couple pounds or whatever. But the issue is, most people just never lose it.
Right. Seriously. So you gain 10
you won't
right, so
gain it's like, a lot, but it, you will not lose
it,
any.
It was just going to say, like, look, you're going to these holiday parties. It's a time of year where people kind of cut loose a little bit, right? Yeah. You might have a cocktail. Maybe have a beer with a cookie because it's during the week.
Beer with a cookie.
Yeah.
Living on the edge.
Dude. I have a buddy. That's our thing. Like, at some time during the month of December, I'll just text. He'll text me, like, it's Tuesday. I'm having cookies with beer. Like, all right, I'm in. So, it's saying, like, look, if you gain a couple pounds, you'll be all right. Just maybe work it off, too.
Sure.
All right. But let's see. What I have here is a list of 6 foods that are the major culprits in holiday weight gain.
Do you need the singers, the men's room singers?
You know, give them to me. Let's start at number 6.
Number 6.
Near and dear to all of our hearts in here. Hot wings.
Yeah, I mean, who cares?
Spicy stuff can boost your metabolism. And that's going to come close when you're talking 135 calories per wing. Each one also has about 2.5 grams of saturated fat.
That's why they're delicious. Mm. And there's the secret ingredient, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, there's a lot of salt
calories. Is wings just football season? I mean, is that really the season of wings? I know you can eat wings at any time, but I mean, you know what I mean?
It is, and like...
I feel like that's the ultimate football food.
And you can carry it into, like, March Madness, but after that, you know, after that, it's getting hot outside. I don't know if you want all the hot stuff, right?
I mean, you still like chicken wings, right?
Yeah.
I think I'm still going to eat them, but traditionally, right. To me, chicken wings thrive during football season.
I agree.
Through the holidays.
A bunch of chickens hate football season.
Well, I think the Super Bowl is, like, the biggest chicken wing day of the year.
It's got to be, right?
Even people try to replicate it with a buffalo chicken dip. Just so they have something that's close, so they don't have chicken wings.
Exactly.
Oh, you need another number to sing, right?
Hey, fire it up, ladies.
Number 5.
Just warning you, especially Thrill, this list is bad. Pecan pie.
Oh, I love pecan pie.
I know. Pecan pie is the best. The fact that nuts are in it might make it sound a little healthy. There's a ton of sugar. And nuts pack a lot of calories, you know what I'm saying? One slice of pecan pie has about 500 calories.
I'm okay with it.
30 grams of fat. Compared to only 300 calories and 6 grams in a pumpkin
pie. It's good. I would love to pie.
I wouldn't care if they said the secret ingredients is use condoms and Band-Aids. I'm like, that's gross. I don't care. Give me pecan pie.
For some reason, when it's Thanksgiving,
pie.
I want pumpkin pie. When it's Christmas, pecan.
Okay.
I like both. I like when you're at a place that has both and you're like, I would take a piece of each.
I like the one that doesn't have fruit in it.
I'm just free-balling here. But
free balling.
Free ball. Are you really?
Is that, the term you're going to use for this?
Spitballing? Spitballing.
All right. Well, I thought you were free balling.
Free thinking.
She's a good girl.
I'm free balling. God damn it.
Right. Spitballing here.
Yes.
What if somebody made a pumpkin pecan pie?
I think they have.
I'm looking at you, Pinterest.
That is free balling.
That'd be the place to find it, right?
It was.
It's right. Number 4.
Spinach artichoke.
Yeah.
Spinach artichoke dip.
Number 4.
Spinach artichoke dip.
Yes.
Man. The fact there's spinach and artichoke, it's probably pretty healthy. It's not. It tastes so good. It's got sour cream and cheese in it.
And if you're smart, you throw in some some crab or something like that with it.
And pull out the spinach and the artichoke.
That's exactly right.
I make a spinach dip that is phenomenal.
Kiss my ass.
Comes in a bread bowl. But then...
you put it in a bread bowl.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Which, by the way, if you've ever want to serve a dip in a bread bowl...
It comes in a bread bowl. Sounds like something the guy in the Silence of the Lambs say, it comes in the bread bowl.
I just want to remind people, a bread bowl was as simple as buying a loaf of round sourdough and cutting the top out.
Yes, of course.
But the secret to my spinach dip,
mayonnaise.
Okay.
No spinach.
Could you ever do like a King's Hawaiian loaf and do the same thing? Would that be
I'm
better?
I'm afraid it's going to be too soft.
Yeah, I think it's too. That's going to be a pile of mush.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Well, just I'd eat it anyway.
Go ahead, Jeff. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, wrong one.
Uh-oh.
I told you, lady. Three.
Number three.
It's like they're just describing the meal at my house on Christmas Eve. Meatballs. The concentrated calorie balls usually have a ton of fat. Look, I'll be honest with you. To me, it's not the meatballs that are bad. It's like the sweet, like, syrup I have them sitting in.
You have meatballs on Christmas Eve?
Hell yeah.
That's a tradition?
Yes.
I thought you were Catholic.
I am.
You're supposed to eat fish.
On Christmas Eve?
Yeah, no, man, we eat pizza and meatballs.
You're not supposed to eat any beef.
Well, he's not sitting at the last goddamn supper, man. It's 2018.
Oh, no, I figure it's a tradition.
The man had me, but you think if you went to Jesus on that day and said, hey, man, I'm from the future,
oh,
listen to me.
I don't follow any of that rule.
We got a thing called meatballs. Just try it before you eat this other stuff, because you're not going to want this other stuff.
When I was a kid, we always went to church, and we came home and had pizza and decorated the tree.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
You guys wait until Christmas Eve to decorate the tree?
We used to.
How early did you get the tree? Like, my mother
a couple
was
weeks ahead of time.
Okay.
You get the tree a couple weeks ahead of time, and you can put one raggedy-ass old star that we used every year.
Oh, God.
And then you got to wait till Christmas Eve to trim the tree.
Okay. My stepfather's family was Italian, so we'd always go to their place. And they're all Catholic. Right. So it was always this crappy fish soup, like terrible calamari that wasn't fried. You know, it was just the worst fish.
Like, Smith's family, you go to church, you go to Lido's.
It smelled like hell.
Number two.
Deviled eggs.
All right.
I mean,
how about deviled eggs? Can I get back? Oh, it's a mayonnaise?
Well, look, it's kind of
everything.
It's an egg yolk, which everybody knows is probably the worst part of the egg, besides the white is good for you. But then you're just adding in a bunch of mayonnaise.
Yeah, no one asked for the egg yolk omelet. Just the yolks.
The other problem with deviled eggs is, unless you're hoity-toity, you don't take two bites. You just pop them in.
Yes.
Just like a Reese cup if you're a man.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right.
Hey, any paprika on top?
Doesn't matter.
I don't, but I don't care either way.
It doesn't matter to me. I don't really taste it, but don't put goddamn capers in it. What is wrong with
capers? You know what
capers?
I want? Get your little tiny pickle off there. I like pickles. Don't put it on my eggs.
Don't put it on the eggs.
Okay. Yeah.
Number one.
Eggnog.
Oh, boy.
So you're going to try the fire nog? Like, eggnog, again, is just pancake batter. But then if you add in booze, it gets a little, it gets up there.
All right, look, you always say pancake batter. Listen, how many people eat the cake batter before you baked it?
Hey, look, I'm with you.
This is cutting out the middleman. Like, just put it in a carton, call it something different, and we will drink your cake batter.
I like eggnog, but I'm not blind to what it is.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
All right, now this list is just some holiday foods. I'm just going to run through this one quickly. The ladies can rest. Just some holiday foods we can't resist. On the savory side, it's kind of what we're talking. It's mashed potatoes, stuffing, bread rolls, mac and cheese, ham, sweet potatoes, candy jams, green bean casserole, cranberry sauce, and cream corn.
You're the PG.
He actually grew a little afro.
God damn, that sounds like a meal.
Oh, son, we got... Ooh-wee.
Sweeter than a
Sounds like you're a waiter at Miss Jenny's.
I know.
And then on the sweet, we got chocolate chip cookies, pumpkin pie, brownies, apple pie, ice cream, sugar cookies. Make sure they're ice. Nobody wants a plain sugar cookie.
No doubt.
Cupcakes, snickerdoodles, pecan pie, and red velvet cake. Mm. Which, by the way, for again, you hoity-toity people, red velvet cake is just food coloring.
Is it vanilla cake?
It's just like yellow or vanilla cake, and they add food coloring.
All right.
You know what probably happened? Someone was probably making that cake years ago, like cut themselves, bled into the batter. Buddy's like, dude, just call something different.
Well, it's just kind of amazing. Like, people are like, oh, it's red velvet. Like, look, the name velvet is in it.
Right.
It
and
doesn't
they're not
make
actually
it,
eating velvet.
Right. It doesn't make it fancier.
In your cooking days, did you ever get blood in the food?
No.
In the sausage.
You got to, I will say this, it depends where you are. In the state of Maryland, and it probably still does, it was the second strictest health code behind California, so it's just kind of a doctrine. Anything that went wrong, you got rid of everything.
Okay.
And everyone's really good about it. You know, if there's ever my blood in your food, it was on purpose. So I won't say that there was never blood in anyone's food, but I was well aware that there's blood in your food.
I think my favorite stat from this survey is 97% of us will give in to a craving at least once over the holidays. And then 26% of us are grown-ups, and they plan on giving in to every craving they have this year over the holidays.
Mine is that cookie that has the Hershey Kiss on top.
Hey, oh. Yeah, or the chocolate or the pretzel that has the Hershey Kiss on top.
Yeah. By the way, just real quick, so, Miles, someone agrees with you about the Italian household and smelling Christmas Eve. The food's horrible. Someone says add a little bit of liquid smoke to your deviled eggs.
Smoky eggs.
I can see
a little bit. That stuff goes a very smoky long egg. Way. Yeah,
that was my nickname in high school, Smoky Eggs.
Smoky Eggs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we hooked up. He's got some smoky eggs.
That boy got some smoky eggs.
Everything was fine. I smelled them smoky eggs.
Crazy D and smoky eggs.
Holy.
He's like breakfast.
Coming up with Drinking Toast with the Shout of the Day. The Return of No Way Sherlock is coming up next. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
All right, get ready to drink and toast. Shout of the Day is coming up. At first, our own Steve the Thrill Hill combs the globe.
Exit.
Looking for stories with headlines that scream.
Well, no, Sherlock.
Been sitting on this one for a while, but the headline from People magazine, it reads, Kelly Clarkson really hates working out.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
Fox News, hey, man, that was their entire headline. I'm like, is that news? Fox News reporter stunned that Trump encouraged troops to shoot migrants.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
Megyn Kelly's former staffers are pissed that they got fired, but she got a buyout.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No, Sherlock.
To be fair, I didn't even consider that angle because she kind of had her own show within a show.
Mm-hmm.
So the people on hers, it's like different camera people, blah, 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 right? So I never thought about it. She loses her job. Well, now they're out of work, but she's going to, what was it, $63, $66 million?
A lot.
And they get a whole heap of nothing. All about another. White House Photography Association slams Sarah Sanders for sharing manipulated video of Acosta interaction with intern.
No, Sherlock.
Did you see that video?
No.
I'm like, did you give this to my kid running through the Apple computer?
Did she delete it?
No, man. So there's all this crap with Acosta because he asked the man a question, right? So you get booted. And if you see the original clip, they're trying to get the mic out of his hand, all right? So the next day, you watch the clip from the same thing you watched. It's been so obviously it's almost like when you watch a kung fu movie, all right? And everyone's voice is like this. In spite of the guy, you know, you're like, well, it looks like a pretty Japanese guy, and it sounds like a black dude's voice in a studio. It was about that effective. We continue. Sadly, this headline came out today before the bad news. I want you to keep this in mind. According to the FBI, active shooter incidents are on the rise.
No, Sherlock.
That was before anything happened in Los Angeles. Keep that in mind. Student loans and buying a house. It's tougher with outstanding debt.
Really? Well, no, Sherlock.
Members of a team from Saudi Arabia sent to help Turkish authorities investigate the killing of Khashoggi worked instead to remove evidence of the slaying.
Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. No, Sherlock.
No kidding.
Yeah, right?
That's what the cops tell him, hey, man, we're pretty sure you're responsible for this murder. Can you help us investigate? Like, no problem, boss. You got it, bro. Anti-vaccine movement spreading false news online, putting children at risk.
Oh, no, Sherlock.
Rubella's elimination from Australia shows that vaccinations work.
Well, what do you know about that? No, Sherlock.
I'm sure this is going to stun everyone. El Chapo's sons now running his drug empire.
No, Sherlock.
Yeah, who else would run it? That's how it works.
This was personal. You want to arrest the guy. You know goddamn well the drug empire keeps going, man. Being too fat or being too thin can cost 4 years of life.
Gee willikers, are you kidding? I cannot believe it. No, Sherlock.
And let's see what we have here. This is one of my favorite ones we'll share with you. Oh, hell, where did it go? I started vaping to quit smoking, and it was a huge mistake.
Well, no, Sherlock.
All right, thank you, Steve Bobbin, and we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized.
Monster Hero!
And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor.
Monster Hero!
You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drinking time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed, and today we toast 9-year-old Lily Mason of somewhere in Great Britain. Now, Lily, unfortunately, she suffers from mast cell activation disorder, or MCAD. This is a rare disorder that sends her immune system completely in overdrive. In fact, Lily can only eat 9 different foods. Think about that. Of all the foods available, there are a total of 9 that she can eat without getting a really bad reaction. And she develops burning rashes when her skin makes contact with certain fabrics. And the worst part about that, the fabrics that she cannot make contact with, they change. So no matter what you do, like, hey, today she might be fine wearing this. 2 days later, she breaks out in these horrible, horrible rashes. And one of it includes her school uniform. So if you go to England, just understand every kid there is wearing a school uniform. She is allergic to it. Now, obviously, she can't wear the uniform to school without developing a crippling rash. And certainly, she cannot go to school naked. So she's been given permission to wear the one thing that she owns that does not cause a rash. And in all the years she's had this, this is the one thing that does not cause her a rash. In fact, she goes to school wearing a furry panda onesie.
Outstanding.
Complete with the hood. And they have a picture of her, and it's not meant to be funny. Like, all the other school kids, they're in, like, the plaid dresses and the blah, 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 blah. And there's her and a furry panda onesie.
Most popular kid in school.
She's got to be, man.
Yeah, man.
But, yeah, seriously, man, this girl, her disorder sucks. And as you'd imagine, does not affect a lot of people. But, yeah, the school was like, hey, man, we've seen the rashes. We understand it's bad. The mom says, look, I have one thing. You might not like it, but here it is. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy.
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitchola.
Going to get tested on live for profile. This we'll take caller 9 now, 844-999-OLA.
Ola, the shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.